The WA city of Karratha could become home to the nation's third oil refinery as part of a federal government push to secure the nation's fuel supplies. The WA and federal governments will jointly fund a $4 million feasibility study for the large-scale refinery to be built by chemical company Perdaman. Bridget McKenzie is National Party Senator for Victoria and the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development and joins me. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Great to be with you, Sally.
What do you think about this? Does the Coalition support having a look at a feasibility study for a new domestic oil refinery?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll have to see the details, but we made it very clear in our announcement back in April that we support additional refinery capacity. We want to have fuel security for our nation. That does mean looking at additional refining capacity, but also the things that make refining here in Australia unviable at the moment, which means things like scrapping the safeguard mechanism so that it is financially viable for companies to get on and refine onshore. So, you know, I think it's a good idea, a good plan, and particularly in the current environment when we don't have the fuel we need in this country. We run on diesel. It's a good move.
Would the Coalition like to see the federal government support the development of multiple new oil refineries? And how quickly does Australia need infrastructure to be built and operational to support them?
Well, I think we need storage capacity, Sally, first and foremost, actually onshore. That's part of our plan for energy and fuel security. We also need to make sure we are opening up alternative fuel supplies here, not just oil and gas, but also alternative fuels like biofuels as well. So that's all part of our plan that we announced back in April. So we'd like the government to obviously join us with not just scrapping the safeguard mechanism, but also opening up new fields of supply and then having that refinery capacity on shore will obviously be part of a longer term plan.
The here and now, the discount to fuel excise is due to end on Sunday, but the government hasn't ruled out an extension. It would provide some cost of living relief for Australians, but it would be putting money into the economy. Should it be extended? What's your view?
Well, Sally, we've been really clear since the start of the crisis that Australians needed relief, but we also, as responsible economic managers, wanted to see the cost of that being offset in the budget. And unfortunately, time and time again, we've seen the Albanese government and Jim Chalmers fail to take the economically responsible path when providing that relief by also offsetting that cost in the budget. So unless they're going to do that, I think you're actually putting that inflationary pressure into the economy. And as we know, a high inflation environment, which we have at the moment, when compared to other like nations globally, it impacts the poor the most and drives up the cost of goods right across the economy.
A couple of different issues to get through. I must ask you this. Former Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce has been speaking to the media ahead of the release of his new memoir. You've prosecuted the behaviour of the carrier in the past. What have you made of his defence of the airline's actions, particularly during COVID?
Well, I think it was important to keep our carriers afloat, and as part of the government at the time during that period, they were decisions around the cabinet table we took very, very seriously. But the reality was his behaviour and the behaviour of Qantas was found to be illegal in the sacking of workers. He also decided, and his board backed in the decision to pocket hundreds of millions of dollars of Australians' COVID flight credits. That's their money, not his, not his shareholders. And then to, you know, do a bit of a victory lap during his swan song while he was unpacking his golden parachute. I mean, honestly, I think Alan Joyce's ability to, and his self-confidence knows no bound. And I think Joe Aston's book really, really unpacked some of those challenges, and I hope the media pushes back on Alan's version of the truth.
You represent Victoria in the Senate. Premier Jacinta
Proudly.
Allen says she will contest any leadership ballot, while her deputy Ben Carroll says he'll run for the Labor leadership. This will all come to a head at 10 o'clock this morning. Do you think the 4 months before the state election is enough time for any new leader to make the case to voters and stay in government?
Look, I think the Labor Party in Victoria has got a really tough road to hoe in terms of convincing Victorians that they deserve to be re-elected. You don't have to go very far out of Melbourne to see the crumbling roads, the spiralling debt. We're going to be $200 billion by the end of the decade. We've got corruption condoned on our public building sites. We've got an energy system in a state that used to pride itself on being the heart of manufacturing in this country, where businesses are going bust and families are struggling to pay their energy bills. And you've got crime out of control. So Victorians have had enough. They are absolutely fed up with the chaos of the Labor government under Daniel Andrews, Jacinta Allen, and whoever comes out as Premier at 10 o'clock. So they're desperate for a fresh start, and that's obviously what the Liberal Party and the National Party are going to be fighting for, that great privilege come November.
Given what you're saying about the state of Victoria and the Labor government there, would it be better to have a Lib-Nats One Nation coalition than another Labor government?
Sally, we're fighting for majority government. The parlous state of Victoria means we need a strong...
For you.
Well, Sally, we need a majority government in Victoria to have the mandate to turn the economy around, to get the energy security plan in place and to end the corruption and waste. So
if it's close, is it better to say no to doing a coalition deal with One Nation than having a Labor government?
When I'm on the ground in Victoria, whether it's in Shepparton or the Premier's own hometown of Bendigo, where Andrew Lethley will be running for the National Party to take that seat from Labor, we are wholly and solely focused on beating the Labor Party, getting rid of this corrupt government and actually restoring faith. And you need a strong majority and a mandate to do that.
Bridget McKenzie, we'll need to leave it there. Are you planning on reading Alan Joyce's book?
It's a hard no, Sal.
Hard no.